A very warm welcome, dear Mr. President, dear Mrs. Bühnenbender, dear students, dear teachers, dear artists, dear friends of the schools of tomorrow. This is about our school with a huge exclamation mark. Now, I like the mood. The House of Work Cultures has always been characterized by an open spirit, but this is special. And this is what you've brought here, your energy, your joy. You've traveled far. Some of you very far, but the president has also traveled far. He is back from Asia, maybe with a jet lag, but he's here with us. Now, there are lots of people who have helped us mount this competition. And this is about the school of tomorrow, but in the wonderful House of World Cultures, we have experienced, we are experiencing, we are living the school of tomorrow already today. I will explain you how the project has worked, but I would like to give the floor now, first of all, to President Steinmeier. Now, this is wonderful to see, Mr. Scherer, Mrs. Fehrmann, dear students, dear teachers, dear winners of the award. Now, let me tell you, being here has been worthwhile for my wife and myself already today, because we already now, I need to say, because we had an opportunity to see some of the projects and we would have loved to see many more. Now, however, if you invite the President of the Federal Republic of Germany, you need to be serious, because the school of tomorrow and the competition is just one little brick in a huge wall. The idea of the school of tomorrow is nothing new. John Dury has developed it 50 years ago, and that's why I would like to dedicate the next hour or two to the development of the school in detail. No, honestly, I won't. Don't be afraid. This is not about giving lengthy speeches. And we have also realized when we did our little tour that some of you are quite nervous because they'd like to know who the winners are. I'm also happy to see some of you again. We met at the presidential residency, the Bellevue, and you told me a year ago what you want to focus on. Now, you had 1 year to work. You're looking forward to the awards, and I am looking forward to seeing what has come out of your proposals and projects. I'm talking about the award, which just after the Olympic Games and before a World Cup, I would like to underline the Olympic principle. That is to say that being part of the whole project, participating as such, is your gain already, because we all know that not all of you can receive an award. But please don't be sad if you are not among the winners. Be happy to have had an opportunity to be involved, to be part of the project. There were lots of exciting projects. Some sounded very good, and it's not always easy to make them part of school life on an everyday level, like, for example, the boutique in the basement of your school where you can double check what the right answer to your test is. I would have loved such a thing in my time at school. Now, you all know, if you want to be the president of the Federal Republic of Germany, you need to be 40 years old at least. Now, bearing that in mind, I don't need to remind you that the time I went to school is long over, and I'm much older than 40 anyway. But let me tell you that lots of the proposals and projects I've seen here make me think of my own time at school, like no harassment at school, on the schoolyard. You don't want to wait for your bus too long, and you want your teachers take you seriously, and you want to trust your teachers. Now, these are wishes generations of students have had for ages, and also clean restrooms, as I could see today, is on the list. But there are things, aspects which are new, like modern equipment at school, which keeps track with the transformation of our societies. Our students, our pupils want to be well prepared. Now, I love to see the most modern equipment at all schools we have, but this is not enough. It's not enough to equip students with tablets. But in addition to the technical equipment, we need to bear in mind that the world is changing fast, and we need to prepare the students. They need to know how to deal with digital communication. We don't want any addiction from social media. And we would like to teach them that there are moments in which you don't just go and scroll the screen of your smartphone. And it's also important to teach the lessons of democracy. That's my message today. And since we are talking about the schools of tomorrow, I'm happy that there are experts here who know the schools of today. I mean, the students, the pupils, they are the ones we need. And in spite of the differences between the countries that are present here, one thing is probably true for all of them, and that is we need to invest more for the school of tomorrow, the most modern equipment, teachers, and social work. I'm convinced that the investments we make for schools are investments for the future of all of us. And these should be my concluding remarks. I'm happy that we had the competition. I'm happy that so many ideas and proposals have been made. I'm happy about the creativity and the dedication of all those who participated. I said in the beginning, I am looking forward to seeing who is the winner, and that's what I would like to know who the winner is. Thank you.